Blog Talk Radio.
Break it on down.
Woo!
Bless you.
Woo!
Bless you.
Woo!
Oh, bless you.
Woo!
Bless you.
Where are you going, my beautiful
Woo!
Friend? Is this the road that we take to the
Woo!
End? And if we break down,
are we left behind?
Woo! Is this the highway of all
Woo! Down at the club.
Come on.
are tuned to your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time program with your host, Vince in the Bay. That's me. Welcome, Blue Sky 69. Apparently, you're going to retrieve a friend to come over and chat with us. That would be fantastic. I hope that's your friend right there. That's the guest. If your friend is the guest, you should explain to them how to get an account so they can join us here in the chat room. Or just give us a call. Me a call. 347-826-7667 is the number. This is your weekend edition of Vince in the Bay on BTR. The program is called Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. And you can sort of make what you will of this program. And I don't blame you for taking it in any direction you desire. Because that's what we're here to do, to fulfill your desires and help kickstart your Saturday evening / Sunday morning. Anywho, I'm Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Gosh, there's so much. I have so many programs that I follow on BTR and other sites and stuff. And I'm watching my one of my compadres and do his show, one of my favorite shows on the internet, Ronnie Rucker. He just announced, this is, we can report this here on your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time, that Ronnie Rucker is now going to be, it looks like he soon will be broadcasting in Hawaii, in Honolulu, on a local station there. I believe it's, I don't want to speculate, but I think it's like a cable access show. Basically, the show he does every week at beneathEverythingRadio.squarespace.com, which is a great show. He does it every week, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific. Usually it's like an hour. Sometimes it's an hour and a half. It's going an hour and a half. So I wish I could simulcast it. I really want to take a page from his playbook, though, absolutely, because he's got the, I don't even know what he was just doing, Ustream? Yeah, I don't know, whatever technology he's got going on, it's better than what I got. My stupid camera, built-in camera on this old-school MacBook Pro has seen better days and doesn't know what's going on exactly. Although it works in Skype. I don't know. If you want an insider extreme look at my program, I can give you my Skype account. And if you Skype, which is what I'm doing right now. God, no, I haven't been even monitoring. Can you people hear me? Anyways, aloha. This is Vince in the Bay, coming to you live and direct from California, very glorious sunny California. Have a great day, and it's Saturday night here. And for some of you, it's Sunday night, but it's still kind of Saturday night. Actually, let's see, what it was. It's 11 p.m. here, so it's cool. So right now it's 2:10 in the East Coast, right? But you had to move the clock back an hour. So it's actually 1:10 right now on the East Coast, which is pretty cool. But it's 11:10 in the West Coast. Mind-boggling. I want to thank my East Coast, West Coast, doesn't matter what, anybody in the middle, doesn't matter. Appreciate you joining me here on the program. If you're a guest, you're new to BTR, I suggest you sign up, get a profile. It's really easy to do. It's like any other social networking site. You can make a profile. You don't have to do a show, but you can at least get a profile and make up a name and go in the chat room and talk smack, because that's where it's at. Blue Sky's holding it down in the chat room right now. Anyways, I am going to play some music today, tonight, this morning. I uploaded some more tunes to my BTR thingamajig here, and I'm excited about that. And I'll get to some of that in a little bit. But, of course, taking your calls, those take priority. The number is 347-826-7667. We encourage you to call in and share with us your thoughts on this wonderful Saturday night. Maybe you're winding down your evening and you got back home and the party's still, you still kind of internally feel like the party is still rolling along. Or maybe you're in the West Coast and you're just getting warmed up. We're just going to get you all hot and buttered up and get you moving on your Saturday night / Sunday morning. Taking calls. We can talk football. It's going to be Sunday. Speaking of Sunday, yeah. Also, a word to the wise, since we're switching over to Standard Time, we want to remind people that, yes, you're supposed to turn your clocks back an hour at 2 a.m. So 13 minutes ago, you people on the East Coast should have turned your clocks back an hour from 2 a.m. to 1 a.m. Now, when it hits 2 a.m. again, make sure you don't turn your clock back an hour again. Just let it go. Because I know people that have gotten confused and sort of like in this infinite loop. It's 2 a.m., go back an hour, 1 a.m. It's 2 a.m., go back an hour, it's 1 a.m. It's 2 a.m., go back an hour, it's 1 a.m. And they just go crazy. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We have Isha joining us in the chat room. My two girls here are Isha and Blue Sky 69. We were doing sort of a little tag team thing the other night. That was fun. We can do it again. We can make that magic happen again if you just so desire. Girls, the number is 347-826-7667. And I don't know what's going on with my audio. I have so many windows open. It's weird. I have too many windows open. I have to, like, close some iTunes here and stuff. You know what? I'm going to take care of some little nuts and bolts here. I hope you can hear me, ladies. I will, Wow, the girls are making out. You have a house full. Okay, Blue Sky says she's got a house full of teenagers. So what are you going to do? Call in and have each of them get on the line with us? Take their calls? Warn them about the dangers of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Oh, all the teenagers can hear me. Oh, great. Okay, so kids, this is going to be a family show now. I want to warn you about the dangers of using illicit drugs, whether they're legal or illegal. You should always be careful. Make sure you do it in a sanitary environment. Make sure if you're if you are with people that are underage and they're drinking or whatever, you know, be mindful, be, you know, be responsible. You know how it do. Oh, they can't hear me. Oh, well, then never mind. Scratch everything I said. Party on. It's your Saturday night party sexy time. I'm your host, Vincent the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't come. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everybody show your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Want a Cadillac. Every Mark want they squirrel back. Every knock want to hit a crack. In a park or a Pontiac. Where every little sin is to the rent. And every roach is a resident. Every truth ain't evident. Every slave story president. Every uprising consequence. Every time it be something sweet. Every banker's a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need a $1.50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every landlord got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every single man, I hate my verse. Everybody, they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we go, we taking everything.
Sorry, I'm still muted. So another. All the songs I put on here all end abruptly. I always get that dead air. Yeah, so I'm glad that Isha liked that song. That was, of course, Boots Riley from The Coup doing the Coup song, Everything. But it's not The Coup doing it. It's Boots with Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. They're called Street. This is their side project band called Street Sweeper Social Club, and it's just jams kind of like that. They do a lot of covers. They just did a EP of covers, and that's a cover of a Koo song, which is great. The original is great. That cover was great. It's a rockin'. It's a rockin' good time. Blue Sky, Long Davis. Why do I sound? Do I sound down? Do I sound tired? It was kind of a long day for me. I woke up earlier than I normally do, and I think I also anticipated I was going to probably fade out earlier tonight. I was going to try to do the show at 11:30, and I just thought for just practical reasons, 11, pushing it up to 11 was better. And, of course, I'm parched. I need water. I'm always sort of dehydrated, it feels like, when I do the show. Like, I'm drinking all before, and then I go take a leak, and then I come and sit down, and I forget to get more water. So, yeah, so my throat's kind of dry. And yeah, it's been a long day. Not a hard day, but not too bad. Certainly not such a rough day that our good friend and compadre in chief, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, as they're all smiles as they arrive in India today. 9 aircraft airlifted the Obama entourage, 600 security agents for a form of protection ring around the Taj Mahal Hotel that they're staying at. And this is a first. You're not going to believe this, but this is the first time ever that a teleprompter will be used in the Indian Parliament. And some of the dignitaries there are sort of rumbling around and some saying, "Oh, we thought Obama was a trained orator." And they're like, "Nope, nope, it's all speech writing." He's a cool guy. He's charismatic. He gives good delivery. But he's reading. And the problem is the bar was set so low because the guy that was on before him for the last 8 years didn't know how to read a teleprompter. I don't know why they're all of a sudden giving this guy slack on the teleprompter. Go back and watch any of George Bush's old speeches. That's all he does is teleprompter. That's it. He doesn't do anything unless there's a prompter. That's what the president does. The last person that could go off prompter and pull it off was Bill Clinton. And nobody else has the balls or the talent to do it. Not even Barack Obama. As cool and charismatic as he is, he can't go off. You can't let him go out, steer off message. You just can't. He gets in trouble. Same thing with Sarah Palin. That's why these people don't do interviews. Well, Barack Obama does so many goddamn interviews. But these are all the interviews he does. He does 60 minutes interviews like every other month. He's always on somewhere. He's if he's not on TV or doing an interview, he is doing a fundraiser or an event or something, guaranteed. He's just always he hasn't stopped campaigning since 2004, when he did that, when he was running for Senate. Oh, Blue Sky is disappointed that the president is in the sex show. This is not necessarily a sex show, okay? The name of the program is Saturday Night Party Sexy Time, okay? What does that mean exactly? Let's break that down. It means that Saturday night we're partying and we're having sexy time. It doesn't necessarily mean we're having sex. It could get sexy at some point. Especially if one of the female listeners would like to call in, the number is 347-826-7667. But I'm just trying to get my skills up, get my game up. What else am I supposed to talk about? Well, I mean, when we talk about how large my cock is that what you want to hear? All right, we'll talk about Obama. Oh, come on, you can't. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but this young Asian guy disguised himself as an old man and got arrested on a flight in Vancouver. Did you guys see this? You got it. Oh, my God. This is one you got to check out. It's just amazing. It's like Hollywood-style makeup almost. It's so crazy. All right, I'll put the link in the chat room. He's wearing the same shirt, which is weird, but he's wearing a total mask. Wow, that's so weird he got on the plane like that. Or he got off the plane like that. I don't know. God damn it. Here, I'll read it to you. A young Asian male has been, this is from CBC News, Canadian, British Columbia news outlet. It says, a young Asian male has been intercepted by authorities in Vancouver after boarding a flight from Hong Kong disguised as an elderly white male, officials say. Canadian Border Services Agency officers boarded the Air Canada plane as it landed October 29th and took the man into custody, the agent said in a statement issued by its Pacific region. The alert did not specify where the flight landed, but Air Canada officials have confirmed to CBC News that it was Vancouver. The man quickly made a claim for refugee protection after his arrest, and Air Canada security alerted the CBSA during the 12-hour flight about a passenger who was, quote, observed at the beginning of the flight to be an elderly Caucasian male who appeared to have had young-looking hands. This guy had, like, this prosthetic, like, full-on, like, this is like Hollywood makeup, but they didn't have hands to match it. That is so crazy. How could you be looking out for that? Like, what would you make you think, like, oh, that guy had, wow, that old guy, creepy old guy had, like, really young hands. When does that kick in? Anyways, here's the story. You can look at the pictures. Crazy. Crazy stuff. Wild, wacky stuff. So yeah, there you have it. What else is going on? NASA investigates. Speaking of Canada, NASA is investigating great balls of fire over Canada. What the hell? Great balls of fire over Canada? Is Jerry Lee Lewis having a concert? Isn't that? Great balls of fire over Canada. That's right. CTV News in Montreal reports that great balls of fire have been reported swooping over eastern Canada and several U.S. states. Even NASA's on the case. There are different theories about what have been behind the sightings of these fireballs. A NASA spacecraft got a closer look at one of the possible sources today. The spacecraft flew past Hartley 2. I don't know, what the fuck is Hartley 2? The spacecraft flew past Hartley 2, taking close-up pictures after the comet made one of its closest passes by Earth this week. But one expert is skeptical of reports that any fireballs came from Hartley, which is roughly 1.2 kilometers wide and spews deadly cyanide gas. Interesting. Well, here. A little number. Another little one for you. Am I interested in Blue Sky? You're Canadian. Girl from Detroit. Detroit's practically in Canada. You might as well be Canadian. You guys probably get taken better care of in that state. What else do we have going on? What else is happening? There's a hunt for a man on the run with his mother's corpse. I don't know what that's all about. Hope it's not anybody. Hope it's not anybody I know. Oh, here we go. This is from the Belfast Telegraph reporting the body of an elderly woman that was taken from a plane in Gatwick Airport and unofficially driven to County Kerry by her son for burial is thought to be back in the UK. I don't know. That one doesn't make any sense. Somebody stole somebody's dead body. That's fucked up. You can probably sell it. There's probably a black market for that. Body parts. I'm in the chat room with you guys. What are you talking about, girl from Detroit? I can't chat and talk at the same time. I'm not that skilled. I'm looking right now, baby. And I'm looking at the switchboard, and I'm not seeing any calls lined up. And this is disappointing me, girls. How about... Okay, so Blue Sky is saying that she needs new body parts. And girl from Detroit chimes in saying that, then I am busted. And Isha is just playing Farmville. She's not even paying attention. Well, I'll just keep doing the news, you know? Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break here. Hopefully one of you ladies will decide to call in. If not, maybe somebody else will. Maybe I'll just have to poke around and call somebody, get a guest on the show. God damn it. I was hoping we wasn't going to have to come down to that. So I'm certainly not going to just ramble on the entire time. Isha has super poke pets. Can you still super poke on Facebook? I know you can poke, but can you actually super poke on Facebook still? If so, super poke me, and then I'll super poke you back. Because I got this girl on Facebook that there's a few different friends that I have like ongoing poking sessions with. And it'd be nice to, like, you know, and there's other people that poke once in a while. The people that poke a lot, sometimes I feel like I should super poke them once in a while. And I was wondering if there's a way to do that. Just a question.
Thank you. Very nice.
No, thank you. Okay, let's play some more Street Sweeper Social Club, shall we? This is like another cover from their Ghetto Blaster EP. This is a cover of Paper Planes by MIA. I'll be right back. call me, 347-826-7667.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants for my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants for my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. Just like there's a day when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. No food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Every step we get, it was clocking that game. No food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Yeah, all they wanna do is enter and take money. All they wanna do is.
Street Sweeper Social Club with their, I think they changed some of the lyrics in there too, but it's their cover of Paper Planes by MIA. And yeah, there you have it, kids. Girl from, okay, so it sounds like Isha is going to go get something to drink because she's thirsty. Blue Sky's trying to put her kids, get the kids out. And Isha's going to go get something to drink. The girl from Detroit's going to be right back. So everybody's going to be right back. Great. Everybody's BRB. I'm just stuck here by myself. It's fine. I see how it is, girls. I've got to hold down the whole thing. Kids are not kids. It's, oh yeah, you're talking about kids like teenage kids. Yeah, why don't you get me get a couple of them on the phone and or I can give me a number to call or you can call me and I can talk to them as if I'm I don't know, sheriff. I can do a sheriff voice. Sure, why not? Excuse me, and I, yes, is this, Justine Robinson? Justine Robinson, is it true that you have, you are intoxicated at the moment, and you're under the age of, legal age limit for, consuming alcoholic beverages? Yeah, something like that. I don't know. That's kind of bad. but probably enough to scare a teenager, right? So, Helicopter Ben is pumping more money into the system. Power keg. It's like a power keg of cash. No, it's China's got the power keg. This is from the Daily Mail online. China power keg. John Humphreys on nation that's either on the edge of becoming the superpower or exploding into anarchy. Wow. So I guess workers are demanding higher wages in China. Yep. It's all coming together. Anywho, so, yeah, Blue Sky, I would freak out too if I heard that voice. It's pretty gnarly. And you know what? I took that little break there and I didn't even get some water. I just stuck here. I seriously gotta get some water. How about this? So Barack Obama, this is the last political thing I'm gonna do on Barack Obama. But speaking of China, Asia, and all that, Barack Obama is over there in India right now, and people in Pakistan are a little bit pissed off that he's not. I don't think he's slated to visit Pakistan, which is, you know, arguably where we have a lot of tension. At least on the border with Afghanistan, there's been a lot of tension. You know, predator drones and whatnot. The Pakistanis are like, hey, why don't you come visit us? Why are you visiting India? And of course, we all know about the whole Kashmir thing. All right, fine. I'm going to play some music and get some water. This is Kashmir. I'll be right back.
I'm a traveler of both time and space.
With Kashmir. You're back here on your Saturday night party sexy time. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. Call me, girls. The number's right there at the top of the page. It's 347-826-7667. I hope you'll join me tonight and we can explore your wildest dreams and bring ecstasy and pleasure to your early morning, late evening, early morning. I want to thank Blue Sky, Isha. I always forget. Isha. Girl from Detroit. I'm desperate. I haven't had sex in a while. Define a while. Morning sex is pretty cool. My favorite is, I kind of like when you're spooning in the morning and you just, like, you just kind of nestle, I kind of just like nestle between the cheeks and then just slip it in. That's what I'm talking about. I'm pretty much aware that I have a room full of women. Yes, I'm perfectly aware of that. And I'm taking advantage of the situation, ladies. I hope you don't mind if I have my way with you. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to get down to business, give me a call, 347-826-7667. We can do this in the chat room, too, if you want. We can play that game. It's fine. I have other music I want to play. I hyped up... I'm going to go into a little... I was hyping up this guy... when I'm doing my initial tweet for this program, I was hyping up. I was going to play. What was I going to play? I was going to play Streets of Uber Social Club. I already did that. And Marley Mall. And what's the other thing? There's one. Big Frida. So tonight, Streets of Uber Social Club. We got Marley Mall and Big Frida coming up next. Stick around for that. We're going into the second hour. If we don't get a caller in for the second hour, we need like a co-host, and then we need a guest, okay? So if it comes down to it, it's going to have to be like Isha's a co-host and Girl from Detroit's the guest, or maybe Girl from Detroit's the co-host, Isha's the guest. Blue Sky just likes to chat and listen to my voice, apparently. If that doesn't work out, I guess I'll just have to prank call some stuff. Yeah, Blue Sky wants me to change my show name to Sex with Vince in the Bay. Should I just... Is that... It's more straight to the point, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, come have your wildest fantasies realized. Right here at VTR with Vince in the Bay on his new program, Sex with Vince in the Bay, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And now the host for Sex with Vince in the Bay, Vince in the Bay. Hi, folks. This is Vince in the Bay. As I promised, Marley Mall coming at you. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Give them an example how a DJ works.
there you have it. Classic hip hop, Marley Marl. I don't even know who the MC is on that. It's not Marley Marl. I'm almost positive that's not Marley Marl actually rapping. He's just like the DJ producer guy. You guys are requesting like Janis Joplin and Run DMC and Macy Gray and Janet Jackson. I'm not going to be able to fulfill any of those requests. I'm sorry. What's that? They're having a debate on whether Janet Jackson. Isha says that Janet Jackson has a better voice than Macy Gray. I think so too. I think Macy Gray's voice is really annoying. I think she kind of bugs me out. I think there's only room for so many annoying, squeaky, like cartoon voice people, and I think Rosie Perez pretty much cornered that market. You guys want to play Pink Floyd? Queen? Oh, you're lucky. I have Queen right here. Here's Queen. I'll be right back. There it is. Vince in the Bay back with you on your Saturday night party sexy time. Look who dropped by the chat room, but none other than your girl, Callie, joining us here in the second hour in the chat. Feel free to call in and report, Callie. I know you were on the scene today in San Jose, which is where I am at, in the Bay, the South Bay. I was following your live tweeting all day, and I felt like I was there. It was great. It was very, very well done. It's too bad I couldn't have linked up with you. I did, however, I don't know if you saw on Twitter or Facebook, but I did, however, semi-babysit the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. I don't know if anybody's a hockey fan. Maybe Blue Sky's a hockey fan, Canadian. But of course, it's a California team and a Florida team playing, not a Canadian team. It was the Tampa Bay Lightning. We're staying at this hotel that I do audiovisual work at. And so I got to see those dudes. And I posted a thing on my Facebook. I should link that in the chat room. Where they have their itinerary. It has like their bus schedule and everything. And then it says like game time with Sharks is like 7:30. And I crossed out game versus Sharks and lose to Sharks. So I gotta put that in the chat room. You'll enjoy that. And if you care about hockey and the Sharks, you do. You'll be interested. But let's go now to the phones. I think we have our entertainment and multimedia correspondent, senior correspondent, your girl Callie, joining us now. Is that you, Callie?
It is me, Vince. It is me. I am here at home base. I currently was in San Jose, which I frankly am in love with the town, the city, and I can't wait for 2013 where I will be moving to the Bay Area. But, yeah, I'm sorry for spamming you with so many retarded-ass tweets.
No, that's cool. I like it when people do that. You know who else does that? Davey D. Davey D. He's like one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter to like live tweet stuff. But you know what's cool about his is like he'll do it from like seminars and conferences and stuff like stuff like what it sounds like you were at. But then he also like he live tweets like the Oakland riots whenever there's riots in Oakland. And he live tweets. Last year he live tweeted the total police crackdown on the G20 in Pittsburgh. He live tweeted that. Insane.
I mean, like,
but I love that kind of shit because you're at like a seminar type thing. And you're getting these little nuggets of inspiration, and it's cool. And, like, there's probably tons of people who couldn't be there that were following you that were just like, oh, that's cool. And I didn't even know what the hell it was. Tell me about it? What was it? What exactly did you attend today?
It was a journalism conference for student journalists from the JACC. It's a Journalism Association College Students Conference, some bullshit like that. I'm not quite sure. But I'm in the newspaper at my local community college. Community college because I'm too stupid for a university. Just kidding. No, a university is too expensive. But we went there, and it was just different workshops. We've had people like who were editors in chief, who one dude was a Pulitzer Prize winner, another guy specialized in media law. I went to that because I am a very loud person and I like to express what I feel. And I'm like, well, you know, I should kind of learn how and what to say so I won't get sued or anything like that, just in case. Because, you know, people can sue you for, you know, slander and stuff. And as long as there's a nugget of truth, that we're cool. But I'm just learning different stuff. And I tried to win the tweet contest, which I didn't, which is okay because my friend won it. And he, basically he won because of me. I try to keep it as...
Oh, yeah, how do you win? Like, you tweet the most?
No, it's not about... they said it's not about quantity, it's about quality. Well,
uh-huh.
He was, like, saying stuff about different things. And I tweet live news and breaking news. And I was also doing that at the same time. And so, like, there was a couple stories about... some writer writing about this, like, 5-year-old who was addicted to heroin. I can't put that on my Twitter because people are going to think that it's real. So quotes and comments I posted from the seminars, whatever, and so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was intrigued. It would sound like it was, like, all day. Like,
it was all day. I literally just got home.
Probably ready to pass out, but you had to report in. I appreciate it. And a lot of Black Zach Radio. Not familiar with Black Zach or Black Zach Radio, but it's cool to have you here, man. You're tuned in to your Saturday night party sexy time with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. I have with me on the line reporting for us here, your girl Callie, who's also in the chat room there. Black Zach, I have to tell you, frankly, it's just you and me and a bunch of ladies here. We got Blue Sky 69, Eshitz 2004, girl from Detroit, and your girl Callie. So it's, I think it's like two each, dude. Esha says, so when I win the Mega Million or the Powerball, I'm going to invest in a male strip club. Yippee. Male strip club. Can I be?
Male strippers are not hot,
like,
though.
I want to work in the male strip club. I don't want to strip, though. I would not punish people with that. I would like to just be like the MC that introduces the strippers as they go on stage.
But you have to be funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get a big round of applause for Javier.
You have to be funny. There's a strip club in San Francisco, Centerfold. The DJ is freaking hilarious. He's like, if there's any guy sitting up, like, at the, not the beginning, but, like, in the front, and then if they don't, like, shout out someone to, like, totally call him out on it, it's funny.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to go to school and check those guys out. Get some pointers.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. We have Black Zach, Blue Sky, Esha, girl from Detroit, your girl Kelly. Lots of girls.
Hey, girl from Detroit. What you doing, girl? Just gonna give a shout out to her. And shout out to everyone in San Jose. I do want to say that you guys have an amazing city, and I love it. Even though it was very interesting. We saw your Jesus freaks. No offense to the Jesus freaks out there. We saw you guys. It was quite interesting. And I don't know.
Uh-huh.
We wanted to go to a Hooters. But you guys don't have one, and we weren't.
No, we do. Incorrect. We do have a Hooters.
Where was it?
Unless it's closed, it was on Bascom and Hamilton. I think it's still there.
We used GPS, and it said that it was in Fremont or Dublin.
Unless they closed the one, and they used to have one in. In Campbell. right? Actually, I think it's technically San Jose. Hooters, San Jose. Yeah, South Bascom Avenue. It's there.
Also,
Campbell.
We wanted to go
Campbell.
To Hard Rock, but San Fran had that.
Yeah, San Fran, no Hard Rock in San Jose, no. There's a Hard Rock up by the wharf up there in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. But,
wow, I've never been to the Hooters website. Why do you like Hooters? Do you like the food?
No,
you just like the
no,
outfit.
No, it was not even my idea. It was the guy's idea. Dude was like,
uh-huh.
Let's go to Hooters. I was like, whatever. Whatever.
The food doesn't look that good. I don't know if I've...
Mm.
I don't know if I could handle that.
I don't know. I was just like, whatever. I don't care. Like, I'm not offended by that kind of stuff. So whatever the guys wanted to do, sure, whatever. But they couldn't find one. So I was like, We ate at this really fancy restaurant. I don't know. Well, it wasn't fancy. I don't want to say I'm too ghetto because that's the wrong word, but I was just too poor for that. And, like, I was looking at the stuff and, like, it cost, like, $15. And I'm cheap. I'm, like, straight up Walmart and dollar store. I'm just super cheap. But, I didn't spend a lot. But it was just random. Like, I wanted, like, hella iced tea because they give me small-ass glasses. I was like, well, if you give me a big glass, you wouldn't have to fill it up as much. Just saying. And I was like, oh, I'm dehydrated, like, making the joke. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's kind of hot in here. And I started to say, it's because I'm in here. And I stopped, and all my friends were like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. Yes.
Wow.
Hooters with Big Butts, that's no bueno.
I like Big Butts.
And you cannot
can't
lie.
Or
you
whatever, yeah.
You can't deny. Well, the girl walks in with a little baby with some random things in your face, you get sprung. That's all I know.
You ever heard Big Frida?
No.
The Queen Diva?
No.
She's like the Queen Diva of bounce music. And when I talk about, I mean bounce, I mean like booty bouncing music.
Like
hardcore.
The cataracts.
Like, check this out.
Hold up, hold up. Y'all gotta stop all this foolishness, cause Uptown trying to shake.
Yo, get back now. Yo, get back now. Yo, get back now. Back, get back now. Shake for the money. Bounce to the floor. Toot it up. Hot, hot, girl, let's go. Shake for the money. Bounce to the floor. Toot it up. Hot, hot, girl, let's go. Yo, get back now. Yo, get back now. Yo, get back now. Yo, get back now.
Now wait a minute.
go. Y'all get back now.
My God. That's some booties. Did you shake your booty that entire time, like me?
To be honest with you, I'm like half asleep on the couch right now. I only got like 2 hours of sleep. I'm sorry. I worked
last
night.
Really? No, this is good. What are you wearing exactly?
Pajamas.
Oh, really? Jammies? Meaning what?
Sweatpants and sweatshirt. It's a Giants. San Francisco Giants. I'm sorry, but I have
seen way too much Giants paraphernalia. Lots of bandwagoners. I admit, I jumped on the bandwagon. I was rooting for them. And good for them. They're selling more swag. I'm sure that's how they make their money. Whatever. But lots of fair weather fans in the Bay. A lot of people, I don't think we're wearing giant stuff at all until now. But it was pretty huge. I mean, it was the first time they won the World Series in San Francisco, which is kind of amazing when you think of all the great players they had there. And they couldn't do it. They had all those great players in Giants baseball. And the one year that they win it, it's with a bunch of scrubs. Like, there's like no
But the guy with the beard
players.
Is really good.
Well, no, obviously they're all really good. But they just kind of like, I think they just kind of like, everything just kind of aligned just perfectly for them. They had good pitching, and they got really lucky with hitting. Their hitting just kind of came together. They were lucky to make the playoffs. They weren't like, it came down to the last game of the season, whether or not it was going to be them or the Padres in the playoffs, and they barely squeaked in, and no one thought they were going to get by the Phillies, much less the Rangers, and they destroyed the Rangers. I couldn't believe that.
That was funny. No offense. I love you, Texas, and everything, but that was funny. You only won one game.
Yeah. So I have to admit, I was definitely rooting for the Giants. I wanted to see them do good. It was fun to see them win. It was really cool. I thought it was good for San Francisco, good for the Bay Area. Awesome. We got a World Series. But all said and done, I'm back to being an A's fan. Always going to be an East Bay fan, like the Raiders, the A's, the Warriors, the Sharks.
Like my friend. He is definitely, you know, a Raiders fan, a Warriors fan, and an A's fan. I'm not a San Francisco or an Oakland fan. So I'm not biased to any of them. I go for the Raiders because my friend likes them or whatever, but not much of a, you know, whatever. I go for the Lakers because they're awesome, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Raiders have a huge game tomorrow, and it's going to be on TV. I can't fucking believe it.
Yeah, right. Is it sold out?
It's sold out.
The Raiders
won their last two games by like a total combined points of like 523-17 or something. They just destroyed the last two teams they played, and now they're playing the division leading team, the Chiefs, and they sold out all the tickets. They actually I thought they were gonna go the whole season blacking out all the home games, because usually they at least sell out the opening season, the season opener. But they didn't even do that this year. But all of a sudden they do good 2 weeks in a row, and their division is so out of whack this year that they have a chance all of a sudden. If they win this game tomorrow, they're going to be in the thick of things, all of a sudden thinking about the playoffs. It's huge. Can't believe it. Maybe some of that, because the Sharks have been good for the last couple of years. They make the playoffs every year. They blow it in the playoffs every year, but the Sharks are always good. Now the Giants are good. Maybe the Warriors are starting off pretty good. You know, they're not. You're probably. Are you Clippers fan or what? Where's your allegiance? Or do you care about basketball at all?
I am mostly a Kevin Martin fan. I know he used to play for the Kings. I am not a Kings fan. Never was a Kings fan. I just thought Kevin Martin was cute. If anything, I would definitely be a Lakers fan. I've been a Lakers fan since, like, Kobe and Shaq. But then when Shaq left, I was like, whatever, and I still root for them. I root for LeBron because CRC loves LeBron. So I root for different each players, and I'm like, oh, I love you. I root for you. So
how can you root for LeBron now?
I am not. I don't care what LeBron does. Like, you know,
I do. I hope he loses. I hate LeBron. I didn't think, you know what? I didn't think, like, I used to love LeBron when he was, like, I used to think he was the anti-Kobe. But now I think I hate him as much, if not more than Kobe.
I like Kobe. I don't see, like, I see where people are like, oh, he's too cocky. But, like, it is.
Yeah.
It's Kobe. I'm not a LeBron fan. Like, I'm not, be like, go LeBron. But, like, CRC, you know, is, like, honestly my best friend. So I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Go Heat. Blah, blah, blah. I think it was ridiculous that he went on ESPN and, like, earned $1 million just to tell us what he was going to do. Like,
yeah,
just boost your teams, shut up, and do it.
And, like, makes a big publicity stunt out of stabbing his home team in the back.
Yeah, I think it's funny how his home team was like, fuck him. And I heard the Cavaliers are doing really good this season. I don't know.
I hope they do better. I hope they do better than the Heat. I mean, they probably won't, but, you know, fuck them. I hope they're better. I hope they end up winning the championship. That's what the Giants did. See, they had Barry Bonds for that whole time, and Barry Bonds was like a total prima donna, and he stole the spotlight and demanded all his money and had this huge contract, and he just was kind of like, I mean, he was this huge achievement, but he was also this huge sore spot for them. And if you notice, like, I was surprised they showed that he was in, he showed up for the World Series, but if you go to the park, you don't see any, like, you see stuff like shrine to Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and all these Giants greats. You don't see anything about Bonds, hardly anything at all. You see, like, one little thing, I think, in the outfield for his whatever home run, and that's it. But, like, he was the big star, and, like, they went to the World Series, and they didn't win with him. And he finally retires, and a couple years later, they win with all these scrappers. I think that's awesome. I think it's a great story. I think Brian Wilson is fucking hilarious. Every time I've seen him on TV, he's funny as hell.
Hell yeah. Vince, I would like to wrap up the show with you. I know you don't have very much longer. I know I came in. You have a half an hour, but...
Apologize for nothing. You have to go, sweetheart. That is... You called in to begin with. That is commendable.
I'm just falling asleep.
Yeah,
like,
really? Yeah, no, I believe it. You had a long day. I appreciate you calling in and checking in with me once again. And, of course, we appreciate all your reporting out there in the field.
Hell yeah. Well, I want to say thanks, everyone, for welcoming on the Vince the Bay Show. And I will talk to you guys later for Tuesday, the Into the Stars update. Don't forget that. Live from the Central Valley of Nowhere, I'm Callie. Good night.
No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. No longer looking on the world, I'm on the galaxy. No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. What you tell them? You already know. No.
the Bay, back with you on your Saturday night party sexy time / Sunday morning party hangover time. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Still time to take your calls, 24 minutes remaining. Thank you to your girl Callie for reporting. Once again, she's our correspondent that checks in with us pretty regularly. She's a pretty regular contributor here. She's usually she's our Dancing with the Stars correspondent. She's also our senior Twitter correspondent, and just talking head pundit. She's guest hosted with me before. She's my homegirl, essentially, is what I'm trying to say. And much like you're my homegirls, Blue Sky 69. Aisha, and girl from Detroit, and what the hell, Black Zach Radio, holding it down with me in the chat room. I appreciate it, guys. I haven't really gotten, since I've gotten back into doing some blog talk shows, I haven't really gotten up to speed on the multitasking. Doing the chatting while I'm talking. It's kind of tough. I know some hosts can pull it off. I have so many windows open and tabs. I do windows and tabs. Like, I'll do a window with a bunch of tabs and then another window with a bunch of tabs. Blue Sky 69 says she's Canadian. How am I your homegirl? Fine, if you don't want to be my homegirl, you don't have to be my homegirl. Who's this? Is this my homegirl? 410, identify yourself.
Hi, Vince. This is Aisha.
Aisha. Oh, wow. It is my homegirl, Aisha. So lovely to have you here, baby. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
So much better now that you're here.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, thank you.
I had to relieve Blue Sky. I missed Callie. I had to run to the store real quick and get me some snack on. A late night snack.
Oh. That's what I'm going to do in about 21 minutes.
Yeah. Nothing like crack Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, wow. I forgot about Krispy Kremes. We have Krispy Kreme here. It's far away. It's a little bit of a drive out of the way, but it's so worth it. Do they have a donut of the month this month? Like a holiday donut or something, or anything special?
See, I don't know. They took our Krispy Kreme away from us. It used to be like 2 miles away from us, but now you have to buy from Roll Farms. You have to wait between the hours of 1 and 3 a.m., because that's when the Krispy Kreme man come pays and deliver the donuts.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That sounds so good. You know, I might have to wrap up the show right now and go get some donuts. Sounds good. I should do a show from a donut shop. I actually have done a show from a donut shop. There's a donut shop here called Psycho Donuts.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard about Psycho Donuts?
They didn't make it to Maryland yet. I had no idea.
They have not. They have one store. Actually, they have two stores now. The first one, the main store, the flagship operation, is in Campbell, California. And I did a bunch of videos, which I guess I could put in the chat room. Or if you're a friend with me on Facebook, I think you're on my Facebook.
I did
a couple of videos about Psycho Donuts, and it's like a donut shop with a psycho theme. So like all the people that work behind the counter, they're all females and they're all dressed as nurses. And so they serve donuts that are like, they have like a a jelly-filled donut, but the jelly's like spilled out of the top of it, and there's a person's face with the eyes X'd out. It's like it's called a head trauma.
Oh, okay.
They have what do they have? They have a serial killer donut. It's like a donut with Fruit Loops on top. They have another one that has like crushed up Oreo cookies with like peanut butter drizzled over it. And I don't even know. And they just come up with these random names, but the donuts are amazing. They even have like vegan donuts. I should put the, Sharp Team Radio. The Gingerbread Man is in the house. That's right. We had the Gingerbread Man on last week, I believe. And we sat down with him, chopped it up, played some tracks. But I got to get to the Psycho Donuts site.
I never heard of them, but that sounds good. That'll bring some excitement to those who like to.
Mm-hmm. And they just.
Wow.
They just came out with a calendar, their Psycho Nurse calendar for 2011, which is kind of cool.
I'm sure they probably had some interesting donuts on Halloween for sure.
Oh, yeah, they went all out for Halloween. And they just opened another store in downtown San Jose. Here's their blog where they update.
Ooh. Blue's back in the queue. Oh, snap. She's back in the queue.
That's right. We have Blue Sky with us now. How are you, baby?
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Blue.
Hi, Aisha. How are you?
I'm good. I'm
good.
Hyped now.
I'm good, too. Yeah, it's on.
Some donuts.
Me and the ladies are. I'm just going to put the show on cruise control and kick back here with my ladies.
Well, we just freestyle and we got to think of a topic off of the top of our heads.
We can certainly do a topic. If you have something in mind, is there anything that you are. That's sort of rattling inside of your brain?
Only thing I could think of is I'm glad we got that extra hour of sleep, that's for sure. Now that it's cold, I get to sleep in for that extra hour. That means a lot to me.
Oh, yes, thank you. I get an extra hour to smoke weed tonight.
Thank you
to daylight savings time. Or no, actually, let's get it right, folks. We have been in daylight saving time, and it's not daylight savings, it's daylight saving. You're saving daylight. Daylight saving time is what we've been doing this whole time, which makes no sense, because if we were saving daylight, wouldn't we have no daylight? Wouldn't it be, like, dark? We're saving it. We're not using any daylight, right? But no, daylight saving time is when you have the most daylight. And now we're switching to standard time, which is you have the least amount of daylight.
But you know what is so crazy? That extra hour takes forever on Christmas Eve. I don't know why. He's like, I always think, like, damn, I wish we had that extra hour so Christmas could get here a little sooner. I mean, I was just like, dang. And I'm sure the kids think the same way, and they feel the same way as well, too.
The Gingerbread Man is on in the chat room. He's wondering who's on the line. On the line right now is Aisha and Blue Sky 69.
Mm-hmm.
And Girl from Detroit is asleep now. And I'm counting the minutes until I can get out of here and go get some donuts. I'm contemplating just letting you guys take over the show, and I'm just going to go get some donuts.
Well, what do you think, Isha?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
Can you handle it for 14 minutes, or should I stay here? Should I stay and talk you through it?
Someone has a noisy car outside.
Well,
it's making a loud.
Well, Sharp Radio sure like just sharp made a sharp turn in 86 from the chat room there. He said, "Hey, who on the line?" I told him, "Hey, it's me on the line with my two women here," and he's just gone out of the chat room.
Maybe he doesn't like women.
Uh-oh. Hopefully that's not the case. He's not anti-female.
Yeah.
So are you a real radio show host?
Me?
Yes.
Isn't BTR a real radio show?
Yes.
You mean this isn't a real radio show?
No, it's like some people.
No.
Like,
I totally it was.
Some people actually had, like, a radio show, and then they, I guess, went from a real radio show to VCR.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
MH8.
You know, I don't get what his deal is exactly. Like, every time I go into his show, there's nobody in there.
Well, I don't know what type of equipment they had. They be playing, having prank calls and everything, the sound effects.
What show is that, Isha?
MH8 Network.
Oh, okay.
It's the marijuana happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets stoned and acts like a real dick to people. It's not funny at all. Like, he's trying really hard. He's trying really hard, and it's just... He's nuts. Like, he's got talent. I mean, no doubt about it. But he just kind of like, I think he kind of alienates his listeners and his callers.
Mm-hmm.
But what do I know? I kind of feel when I listen to a show though that he's simulcasting on some other thing, because he sounds like he's got like a listenership. But whatever time, I swear to God, I'm not trying to like beat up on the guy. Maybe it's just weird timing, but I go to a show almost every night, check in once at least, maybe once every other night or something, and there's always like nobody in there, one person, or maybe, you know, or just me.
It was
and
a whole month when I went,
really?
Like a few, like this was like last month sometime, but I guess he killed his fan base.
I think something happened because, like, I've even heard Scott shows where he's ranting about something about how, oh, so and so used to have a lot of fans too, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is wrong with this guy? Mm-hmm. Anyways, Tracy Gamora is in the chat room. Welcome, Tracy. You missed it. We were talking about donuts earlier. I'm, going to be running to the donut shop momentarily. But until then, I'm going to hang out with my ladies here and take calls for 10 more minutes. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening in the chat room and chatting in the chat room and chatting on the line and blabity blubity and listening on the line. We also have one other listener listening on the phone. If you want to chime in the next 10 minutes, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad and raise your hand, and we'll
chime in and stop
ring
listening.
You into the mix here. There's plenty of loving to go around. I can, and there goes the hand. 317, welcome to the program. Who are we speaking with?
It's your boy, the gingerbread man, Mike.
It's none other than the gingerbread man.
What's happening up in
going,
Wisconsin, man? Oh, chilling, smoking on some of the lab pack. You know, seeing what y'all doing on this time.
Hey, gingerbread.
What's happening, mama?
Yeah, it's just me, Blue Sky, and Isha. Isha, right?
Yes, Isha.
Aisha.
She got a little ghetto name. She's from the hood. What's up, Aisha?
Yeah, well, it's not Keisha or Liquid Diesel.
No, I said Aisha.
Aisha's not really too ghetto. It's plain.
It's Keisha and could it be Tri Aisha.
It's just plain Aisha.
Aisha. That was up. I'm just teasing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, Facebook. People is up on Facebook tonight. What's good? So what all y'all been talking about?
Nothing much.
Yeah, nothing exactly. We were just waiting for the time to run out here so I can go get some donuts. Hungry.
Oh, going to the donut shop. You sure you ain't none to cover police then?
No, I have a different interest. I have a different interest in the donut shop. I don't go there for the free watered down coffee and donuts. I go there because I have the munchies.
That's my nigga. As long as it's a munchies, I'm good with it. I had those too. I'm gonna have them in about 15 minutes.
Thank you. Very nice.
Do you have your own show, Gingerbread Man?
Yeah, Sharp Team Radio.
Okay, what time do it come on, or what are the hours?
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have live chat with it, or is just the...
Yeah, I got chat rooms, all that. Call in, chat, all that. We got all that cracking.
Because I usually stay away from the rooms that don't have like chat and available.
Chat room.
I know. If you don't have the chat going in your BTR thing, you're losing. It's just stupid. It's like it's at least 50% of the fun.
Because
I
want
to know what people are thinking. You know, that's why I like the chat. You know, when you're doing just the radio version and people have to call in, I'm like, nah,
they don't. Yeah, sometimes you call in and they ain't got no chat, and then you call the line, they don't ever answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why you got to call in for?
Yeah. Wow, we got one more person listening on the phone from the 414 of the Milltown. If you want to jump in here, we got 6 minutes left to go. You better do it quick. Press 1 to raise your hand and join the conversation. It's the Gingerbread Man, Aisha, and Blue Sky 69 holding it down here in the wee hours. Tracy's the 414.
Hello, you can touch one.
Tracy, do you want to join in here? Should I pull you up on the thing, or are you just chilling out? What's up? Feel free to press 1.
Tracy,
sure.
Chicken.
Okay.
Like, don't be scared to holler.
With 5 minutes remaining, Tracy raises the hand. Welcome, Tracy.
Hello. Okay, what am I supposed to talk about?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
What's your most burning desire right now at this moment?
My most what?
Burning desire.
Burning desire?
Yes.
Sexually?
It could be sexual. It could be whatever. Just like the first thing that flashes to you. What are you thinking? Is that what you think of when a burning desire? You think about something sexual? What? Please.
I have a burning desire for the two-piece chicken dinner right now.
In the club. I have a burning desire for some donuts. And I got
and a shot of rum, maybe. That's about it. Really.
Just one shot?
Yeah, just one. 151, that's all you need.
You gotta have 151 shots.
No, it's Bacardi 151.
But you need a teaspoon and you out. Tablespoon.
A shot.
That's an easy day. I ain't got to buy all kind of liquor either, but one shot and I'm cool. My pockets be fat.
Okay.
So Tracy, are you friends with all those other Milltown folks like Mrs. PG and PD Green and Jay Will and all those folks?
I've never heard of them.
Really?
Are they on BTR?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I've never heard of them. I've heard of the Green guy, but I don't listen to
PD Green.
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I don't. I haven't listened to his show. I just heard word of him.
Yeah. When I first got into BTR, I linked up with those folks from Milwaukee, and they're good people.
Well, that's good to hear.
And so I always recognized the 414, and for some reason I thought it was one of them, and I was surprised. It's like, no, Tracy.
I'm thinking about doing my own show.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's going on with that? Do you have anything to plug?
I'm thinking about it still. Because I'm a night owl, so. And it's, once 3 o'clock hits, there's nothing on. Nothing left.
I know.
So,
like, it's all for like 2 hours. Like, nothing. Do BTR just ban people from having talk shows around that time, or just no one is up around that
time? No one is.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like
that's
it.
When they do all their maintenance bullshit,
oh.
I think.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
so yep. I would have to do... Oh. Well, okay, well...
An hour, though. It's usually just from, like, 2 to 3. 2 to 3 my time, so are you on the East Coast?
On the East Coast, so it's like get ready to turn
it's
2
like
o'clock
five,
my time,
five,
Eastern time.
It's like 5 to 6.
It's 2 here, or it will be in 3 minutes.
But then you got to turn your clock back to 1.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's really 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be weird if you had a show scheduled for like 2 o'clock?
Are they just gonna have to wait another hour?
Would you ever be able to do your show? Because it'd be 2 o'clock, you have to turn the clock back an hour. Then it'd be 2 o'clock, you got to turn the clock back an hour. It'd be 2 o'clock, you got to turn.
Yeah, because everybody from the what is it, Central Time?
Okay, you just made me dizzy.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it's like you're supposed to turn your at 2 o'clock a.m. You're supposed to turn your clock back an hour to 1 o'clock a.m.
Right.
But an hour later, when it hits 2 o'clock a.m. again, make sure you don't turn your clock back an hour again. Only do it
right.
Once.
Okay, that still made me dizzy. Oh wow, I'm just kidding.
I have that effect on women.
Oh, you being arrogant. Oh, my goodness. Yay. We got less than a minute. We did it.
Yeah. What? 1 more minute? 2 more minutes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This has been great. Of course, you guys all call in at the end of the show. That's how it always works.
Well, I was on Facebook, and Isha told me where to meet her. So
yeah, we Farmville junkie.
Well, you're on Facebook. You gotta follow
yeah,
me.
Yeah, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Let's do the Facebook thing here. Add me on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my Facebook into this. I'll stick my Facebook hooked up
I'm
to
playing.
My.
You have to be our Farmville.
We Farmville junkies.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those people.
I stopped my friend list at 200, and you have to be a neighbor if I'm gonna add you. Those are the conditions.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a junkie. I'm really bad at it. That's bad.
Yeah,
really serious.
It's Tracy's fault. She turned me on to a damn Farmville. Now and I'm waking
my
up in the middle
told
of the night,
to life.
Checking on my crops.
Check it.
Now, I can relate to crops, but not virtual ones. I'm afraid. Are you in the chat still? Yeah, there we go. There's my Facebook. Add me on Facebook.
Okay.
And I just added a group on Facebook. I don't do Facebook that much. I do Twitter a lot.
No, I don't do Twitter.
But I have a Facebook, and I lately I've been starting to do more stuff with it. And somebody added me. Mrs. TG added me on. She did a group for her show, and I was just like, "Fuck it, I'm just going to do a group for like everybody I know on BTR," and it just like blew up. And I should get you to once you add me as a friend, I should put you on that list.
Well, for
and
Twitter
then,
or just the BTR?
For Facebook.
Oh, okay.
It's like a Facebook list of people on BTR, like BTR hosts and frequent guest callers type people.
Okay.
Okay, you have
there's
to
some there's
me
some
one
interesting
thing.
Characters for sure. What?
I said you have to promise me one thing. Do not give BC my Facebook name. So I'm just kidding.
You're talking about BC Black Conservative?
Yeah, he hates me. It's actually
he hates a lot of people. I think
you can't stand
himself.
Me neither. He called me a jungle buddy. Oh my god!
he is
we got
it pulled
the other night. Oh my goodness!
You gotta love that BC. Such a he's such
I
a lovable
this behind now. Oh man, did the guy? I got ghetto on him. I ain't care.
Well, actually, my Facebook name is the same. Mine is two letters. So it's my full name. So I just sent you a friend request.
Oh, very well then.
Yeah. Okay. I sure did.
Ooh.
Why is everybody else quiet? What happened?
My pocket just vibrated. Actually, there's nobody. There's the only person that's not talking is Blue Sky.
I'm quiet.
Blue Sky. Yeah, she's just listening. She's hanging out.
Oh, okay.
She's touching herself. See, I'm touching myself too, but I'm talking at the same time.
He's touching. He said his pocket is vibrating. What do you have in your pocket, Vince?
That was your fault, Tracy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I just got added as a friend. My pocket buzz.
That's why you wanted. That's why you posted your link. In the chat room, you wanted to go off, huh? You wanted to
vibrations. And I just climaxed. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. I'm glad I could help. You're funny. Wow, that was funny. Okay.
So Tracy, if you're brainstorming ideas for your show, what kind of show do you think you want to do?
I was going to do a little astrology and then mainly just open mic, you know, whatever comes. I'm not serious about anything yet, so. But basically, I have nothing else to talk about other than astrology and.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
I've never said that before, ever. I can't believe it.
What's my sign? I'm an Aries.
Oh, I'm a Taurus.
Oh, my Mars is in Taurus.
My mom was a Taurus, too.
Does that mean anything? Does that mean anything
no, my
in
Mars,
the astrology?
My Mars, my M-A-R-S, huh?
What is that?
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, your Mars, yeah. What is it? What's your
my
Mars?
My Mars in Taurus means that I am attracted to Taurus men.
Ooh.
And I am. Well, that's because of that. And
maybe
then,
I could put my Taurus in your Mars.
Oh wow, wow! You are
well,
funny.
my Mars is Pisces. I'm a
you're
Leo.
A Pisces? Oh, you're
no,
a Leo.
I'm a Leo.
So we would have to find out what your Mars is in. So.
I'm attracted to Pisces for some reason.
Because you're sexually attracted to them, or you have some other sign that's dominant in your chart that attracts them, like Virgo or Libra.
Oh, hell no. No Virgos, no.
Virgo or Libra or something like that. You may be one. I think you have a little Libra in your chart, maybe.
No way in the world.
Which makes you the reason why you're so political. So that could be it.
Yeah,
so anyway, I want to do something on astrology. Maybe a couple of nights a week. If I do it every week, or not every week, but every night, I would maybe do astrology a couple of nights. So, and then the other nights, we could just kill time. So, whatever. I'll figure it out. You like my profile picture, Vince?
That is so.
I just confirmed you have my friend, so
I
have.
That.
You got to see.
Everyone laughs at it because it's a smirk.
Yeah. Wait, I'm on Isha right now. I'm checking out Isha's. Sorry, wrong. Isha's got. Wow, what's. Is that a car behind you or a picture of a car? I can't tell.
Oh.
Isha.
You on my page.
Yeah.
There's no car. It's a. You talking about
it's a picture.
Tracy, yeah, you're.
That's Mama Smurf. Oh,
Tony Braxton. Hello, Mama.
Oh, you're on my page. Yeah. Oh, I made that video.
You made a video of Tony Braxton?
Yeah, I like that song, and I put it in there. And I made it to dedicate it to a girl who thinks she... I'll leave that alone. It's funny. I made the video. It's funny.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah. It's more funny towards the end because I have some boxing gloves at the end. And mm-hmm. I think the boxing gloves read bitch something or.
Oh, you got a video. Oh, I have to check out your page.
Well, the song is about a woman or some women trying to take Tony Braxton's man. And Tony is telling them that they're not good enough to take her man.
And you
so
and
she's telling them to, she's telling them to back up. And it's funny to me. I had fun making it. So yeah, I really did. You gotta check it out.
That's awesome. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, well,
right after I get some
sure
donuts.
It's a nice picture of her. I made sure I did that so guys would be attracted to it. So.
Oh yeah, that's the key. It's always like that video could have nothing to do with Tony Braxton whatsoever. All you have to do is just put her name and make sure that the thumbnail is that picture, and people will tune in.
Yeah, I know. I like that picture. I said, yeah, I'm gonna put this one up. It'll attract guys to it. So. But
it's the way
song
to work
is,
it.
But it's a girl song. It's like a girl fight song. But she's not really fighting. She's just telling them that, you know, you're in violation and you need to, you know, step back. And yeah, it's
so
a girl song.
My question is, why did her and her husband separate?
I don't know. I know she filed bankruptcy again. From what I
someone told me, one of her sisters slept with her man. I don't know how true that is.
Could have been. You never know.
One of her sisters slept with her man. Her husband, I mean. So,
well, I don't know. Some people. I'm lost on that one. Oh, you're on my page. You see my title? I wrote Backup Bitches. That's funny. Yeah, I did.
Crazy.
I like
I put that
movie.
There for someone. She'll know what it means. So, anyway.
The Smurf is so funny. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that Smurf, she's tired. Oh, Isha said she looks like she's looking for or she needs a cigarette in her mouth. Oh, wow.
I said the only thing she's missing is a damn cigarette. That's
cigarette.
The only thing.
Or
40 ounce. That's the only thing missing. Mama's tired. She needs a cigarette and some beer.
I'm sorry.
I need Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't know if I can make it all the way out to Krispy Kreme.
Donuts.
I hate those things. They're so sweet. And they're mushy.
I don't like bacon.
I know a lot of people like them. You like them too, Sky? Is she still on?
I think
yeah, she's still here.
Oh.
Sky?
Oh, she was talking to me, was she?
Yeah.
I thought you said you liked them.
I like the sounds of them. We don't. I'm from Canada, so we don't have that kind of stuff here. not that good sounding. We have Tim Hortons, but not Krispy Kreme. I've heard of those.
I've been to Tim Hortons many times. Well, not many times, but the couple of times I've been to Canada, I hit up Tim Hortons.
Right.
Just saying.
What is that?
The coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
But they have treats.
Actually,
Tim Hortons is
named after the hockey player.
Oh, okay. It's named after, okay.
Everything in Canada is named after hockey players, aren't they?
Oh, I know. It's, yeah, it's hockey crazy over here.
That's the only sport you have, though, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay,
We don't have no, like, NFL or...
you have curling.
NBA and all
basketball and stuff, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we do have curling.
Thank you very much.
And skiing.
Skiing, yeah.
I've been to one hockey game my entire life, and I had a ball.
Do you guys have TVs?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Just checking.
Why, what's wrong?
I don't know. I feel like we're going into an age where people aren't going to have TVs and it's going to be, like, normal.
I don't know. I don't think anybody watches TV.
People are just going to have really big phones. Like, it's going to be like an instead of the iTab or iPad, it's going to be like the tablet.
The iPhone, the iTablet, the iComputer, the iTV. You're right, it's going to be everything.
The iRefrigerator. You can, like, download food to your refrigerator.
Oh, my goodness.
That's next.
That is so funny.
Samsung is already in on that. Samsung's already doing a smart TV. They can easily just turn it into add it to one of their refrigerators.
That'd be cool. But I probably won't be able to afford one until probably like 10 years later when the price go down. Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies. I'd love to continue to have my way with all of you. But
You are funny.
If given the opportunity, watch out, sister. I gotta wrap it up though, because I do have the munchies and I'm starting to fade, so I need to close up shop here.
You need to go get a sugar rush, Jay.
A what?
You got to go get a sugar rush.
Yes.
He's going to Krispy Kreme.
Yes, he is.
I don't know if I can make it. Krispy Kreme here is far away. I don't know if I'm gonna make it up there, but there is a little local donut shop down the street that I might hit up.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, make sure you guys follow me on Blog Talk Radio and Twitter and Facebook or whatever, because my show is, like, officially sort of blackballed, blacklisted or whatever, because when I joined, like, a year and a half ago or whatever, it got flagged as adult. I don't know, I guess I was on at a certain time and cussed or played music cussing in it or something. I don't know. Somehow, like, and so they don't show my show in the queue. You don't see it, like, when you go to on air, you don't see my page.
Wow.
Don't rip off. like if you look in the corner in the front and where the so the chat rooms are, where the chat rooms are, that I'm listed in there, but people don't really notice that because they just figure all the shows that are on air have chat rooms.
And so you don't have a show.
So, but I usually do shows around this time. I do them like around 11 p.m. Pacific. So whatever that works out to.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah. Let's do it again. Very soon.
Have a ball.
All right, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night or have a good morning.
Good night.
I'll talk to you again. Very soon. Ciao.
Thanks,
everybody.